Welcome to another edition of the Gold Nose Podcast. I'm your host, Gregory McCoy. This podcast is by a fan for fans. I am not a journalist. I am not a reporter. I am not an insider. I do not work for a website. The majority of my content comes from me and my opinion. Other information comes from the internet. Today is October 14th, 2021. No segments for this episode, just more Florida State football stuff. They played very well against North Carolina last week, with the exception of the first quarter. And I just think this team is at a crossroads in terms of this season, maybe in terms of the program. UMass is, to me, the most important game of the season because it gives you an opportunity to put a complete game together, offense, defense, special teams, and coaching. A lot of people say it's only three phases of the game. I feel like it's really several phases: practice, coaching, offense, defense, special teams. And you can throw strength and conditioning in there, all that stuff. Film room, all of that. It's many phases to the game. So if I feel like this, if they can go out there and put a complete game together against UMass, that could be a springboard for the rest of the season. I just don't feel like you can go out there and take UMass lightly because of the Jacksonville State game. Okay, and I just think if this coaching staff really trying to stay employed at Florida State, then that's the message that you have to hammer home. 100% focus. Florida State should dominate this game from start to finish. It shouldn't be any doubt. We should dominate this game start to finish. UMass shouldn't be in this game for 1 second. And that's coaching. That's getting the players to believe, you know, in themselves, in the scheme that you're running. And that's what it all comes down to. I feel like essentially, you know, the bye week is supposed to be for healing up and doing all that stuff. But I think, you know, a lot of people saying you shouldn't even prepare for UMass. You should take all this time to prepare for Clemson. I disagree with that. You know, maybe in 2012, 13 or 14. Or even 15, we could have did that. Or 16, or even 7, or not 17, but 16, we could have did that. I don't think you can do that now. These players really need to be on the road of consistency. They need to, you know, you can't change it up now. Whatever you've been doing for the last two games, you got to keep that going. And, you know, Jordan Travis, I just want to see how he handles success, how he handles the accolades, how he handles the recognition. You know, does he go out next week and, you know, continue to be the quarterback that he was from the North Carolina game? Or does he have an ego now? Because, I mean, that's probably the best game he's had at Florida State. And he just for that one day, he was the most efficient quarterback in the country from a statistical standpoint. So we really have to see how he handles success. All the other guys, Deshaun Brothers, you know, Jermaine Johnson, you know, they've had success during this season. They've handled it pretty well. Walt Bell is an offensive guru, so I know he's gonna draw up some plays. He's looking at that Jacksonville State game, and he's gonna draw up some plays. He's gonna test you deep, okay? And I was just surprised in the North Carolina game, and you got one of the quote unquote best quarterback players in the country, and you're not. you didn't really test North Carolina deep. I mean, you didn't really test Florida State deep. Whereas Notre Dame did, Jacksonville State did, Louisville did. I can't remember if Syracuse did or not. But we know the back end of that defense is like the most fragile part of the defense. The defensive scheme pretty much protects the linebackers from being exposed. But I mean, Sam Howell ran all over this defense. Sam Howell. Not Michael Vick, not Charlie Ward, not Russell Wilson, not Lamar Jackson. Sam Howell, he's mobile. He can run, but he's not on the level of those players I previously named. And he ran all over that defense. So it's going to be interesting to see, man, when you get to Clemson and, you know, a quarterback that likes to run. I can't pronounce the quarterback's name from Clemson, so I'm not even going to try to butcher it. But you know who I'm talking about, number five. So I just can't wait to see it. I just feel like UMass is right now the most important game of the season, not because it's the next game, but because, like I said, this is an opportunity to put a complete game on film. It's a chance to say if we can do it against, no matter who the opponent is, if we can do it, we should be able to do it in the next game. Because Clemson's not unbeatable. They can be had. You just have to execute and cut down on the penalties, the mental mistakes, the celebrating after plays, the talking. You got to cut back on that stuff. It's not help. That's not going to win the game for you. You know, tackling, blocking, making smart decisions with the football, that's what wins games. So I think, looking at the rest of the schedule, I think the maybe the surefire losses, and maybe not even then, because these teams have been, nobody's undefeated on this schedule, but I think if Florida State comes out and plays the way that they played offensively the last three quarters against North Carolina, the last two quarters against Louisville, the first two quarters against Syracuse, from a defensive perspective, if you can play like you did in special teams against North Carolina, if you can put all of that together again for the rest of the season, I could see them going 6-6. No, I'm not going to sit here and say 8-4 went out. I mean, I don't see that happening, but 6-6. I think they're going to lose two more games. And that would just be magical from where we thought the season was headed. I mean, you had some people saying they wouldn't win a game. And I just, from the previous episode, I can't figure out why Mackenzie Milton was even out there. I think Norvell promised him an opportunity. That's the only thing that makes sense, because he cannot push off that leg, period. He from the passing standpoint, and you know the kid's got a strong arm when he can wing it 50 yards just on arm strength alone, no torque from his lower body. So, I mean, great story, but he shouldn't be out there. You know what I'm saying? I guess Norvell just looked at it like, okay, if I give this kid an opportunity, then down the line, when I want to transfer a quarterback, I can say, look, man, I let a guy pretty much with one leg come in here and try to win the job. So I'm gonna give you every opportunity to try to win the job. That's the only thing that makes sense to me. I like what Malcolm Ray did in that game. I like what Lovett did. I like what Cooper did. Linebackers needs work. DBs needs work. Special teams was okay. You know, Jordan Travis was phenomenal. The running game was phenomenal. The offensive line did a pretty good job. So we just got to put it together for a complete game. You can't go out here half-stepping against UMass because of the Jacksonville State game. You lose against UMass, I would step into that you're fired realm. Because I think losing to UMass is like worse than losing to Jacksonville State. Jacksonville State and UMass is pretty much the same type of program. I think they are. And they're coming off a win against UConn. And like I said, Walt Bell, he playing with house money. He's gonna come out there and do everything. I would expect to see some trick plays. I would definitely see him testing these DBs. He's gonna test these DBs. He ain't gonna play no games with you. Okay, out of all the film that's out there, Notre Dame, Jacksonville State, Louisville, where these quarterbacks were airing it out against your DBs, he wouldn't be. That's why I was surprised about the North Carolina game again. But Walt Bell is a strategist, and you know, he's gonna test them. Now, like I said, we not the greatest secondary in the world, so you know, it's just a question of can their quarterback get it to their receivers? Are their receivers athletes? I don't know anything about UMass. So I've never watched a UMass game. The only UMass player that I really know that was really, really good was the dude, the receiver from the Giants, Cruz. So yeah, that's the only guy I know. So you know, UMass doesn't have at least in my lifetime, a tremendous football tradition. They had the really good basketball teams back in the early to mid 90s with your boy Camby and Lou Rowe and them, but that's all I know about UMass. So we gonna see, man. You know, I did my podcast a little different today. I hope you enjoyed it. Just, you know, trying to change it up a little bit. Just tired of doing the same thing every video. Been doing this for what, almost 2 years now. And really enjoy it. It's therapeutic. I appreciate everybody that listens. You know, you take time out of your life, your day, to listen to me talk about Florida State. So, I mean, I listen to pretty much all the Florida State podcasts. Not trying to gather information or critique them. It's just I love Florida State football. So, you know, whenever somebody's got something to say, you know, I like to hear it. I don't regurgitate anything that they say. I don't come on here. You've never heard me quote analytics. And I never will. I feel like analytics are for geeks. I'm not a geek. So, no offense to anybody, but I'm just not into that stuff. I just like to review what my eyeballs have seen. And that's it. And go from there. I really see this team in the future. If they can keep this recruiting class together, and we're potentially losing people, because you know the SEC is a big conglomerate. So we're gonna see, man. This podcast is available everywhere on YouTube, everywhere. Thank you for your support. And as always, go Noles.